הוי הכיסובי אל האורץ אשר השם אלוקיך נשן לך נחלו. ולקחתו מרישיס כל פרי האדומו ושמתו בתנא, והולכתו אל המוקרים אשר יבחר השם אלוקיך לשכן שמוי, בוסו אל הכהן אשר יהיה ביום עמהם, ואמרת לו, וגדתי היום להשם אלוקיך, כי בוסו אל האורץ, ולוקח הכהן התנא מידך. צדיק מורה סז, ובקם את צדיק בייס, מנוע נמילה דאמרי אינשי, בוסר עניה אז לעני יוסה. The poor person becomes poorer. The rich becomes richer and the poor becomes poor. Maybe nowadays you don't have to ask me no anamile, yeah? You just look around. Aber as I frag the Gemara, Zog the Gemara, we learn it out from a pasuk. It says, the ha'ashirim, the rich people, they bought pikurim and kaltoi shel zov, and dishes from gold. And the poor people bought it with arova, little baskets, like we have baskets. The Kohen, Rashi says, gave back the rich person his dish. By the poor person, they took it with the dish. So the Gemara says, so the rich becomes richer, he gets back his dish. The poor person, not only that he didn't have money for a dish, they took away his dish. This is Rashi, but become a tzaddik beis. So the shayla is taki, what's the pshat? Why the rich person will give him back this dish? And the poor person, nebach, we take away his dish. So I saw a po very shayla pshatim. One pshat I saw, the rich person has very nice fruits. Mangoes, kiwi, say, shiva saminim you have to have, yeah, I'm just saying, you have to have nice grapes, big grapes. Choshve peiris. The poor person, Nebach, you know, his grapes are like smushy grapes. That's what he has. The rich person, they take it out of the dish, right? They leave the dish, so they take out the grapes. Everyone says, wow. They take out, wow. The poor person, if they will take out from the dish, Nebach, he'll be so embarrassed. So they take it with the dish. Another pshat, they say, the rich person has a lot of money, the dish is full. The poor person doesn't have money, you know, so he does like the Mishloach Manos, he puts paper in the bottom. So if they will take it out, nebach, you know, they'll go out there, two grapes, and the thing is over. So they take it like it is, it looks a nice basket. Reb Yaakov Naiman, he said another answer. He says, the rich person comes with a ganze stolz, the Beis HaMikdosh, rich, with a whole. So they tell him, we don't need your money. We don't need you. Mitzvahs we need, money we don't need your money. Go back. The poor person is so embarrassed, we tell him, we like everything that you bring. But I want to explain it a little bit more. It's not only that. It's the famous Maise, the Chofetz Chaim brings down a story. A poor person came to Beis Din Shel Malo. They asked him, what mitzvahs you did? They looked. He was very poor. He was poor in this world and poor in that world. But you know, he went to Daven and Shul. You know, so he has so much Averis in one side, a couple little crumbs of mitzvahs. He's sitting there, he knows he's going to lose. The only mitzvah he did, he went to shul. He's about to lose. Pitom, suddenly, Malochim comes with trucks of schusim. He looks, what is inside the trucks? Mud. And mud. And they're putting it on the mitzvahs. It goes down, it goes straight, flies into Gan Eden. So, standing there, wondering what's the pshat. They tell him, you know, when you went to shul, you know, in the mud, in the cold, in the winter, every mud that stuck onto your boots, we collected it. You up? 5 minutes later, another guy comes in. Wealthy guy. Also, the only mitzvah he did is davening. All of the various in the other side, they're putting the mitzvahs. Doesn't go down. Says, bring my Rolls Royce. Bring my Cadillac. Bring my helicopter. You know, I also went to shul with a helicopter sometimes. Sometimes I went with my Jeep. Sometimes with my Mercedes. I mean, bring all of them. Put it on that. I'm telling you, we'll weigh more from all of Yanim's month. They tell him, no. These things we don't weigh. We don't weigh. We weigh the Nebach of the Ani. What was hard for him. This weighs. The usher that is bringing the bikurim with the gold, the bikurim is the mitzvah. The dish is not a mitzvah. The poor person couldn't have what to bring bikurim. He couldn't sleep by night. He managed to collect a couple pennies to bring a little dish. Hashem says, this dish by me weighs like a mitzvah. A bachur sometimes has it very hard. He feels the other guy already knows Shas. The other guy is doing so well. I can't understand the tesis. I can't chop a pshat. He's jealous, his eyes are popping. He doesn't understand in Eilu Mayemes, his bench. His gemore, his art school, all of these will weigh. You're right, it's not gemore, but it will weigh. It will weigh. It helped him. It helped him. It will weigh. He tried. Nothing against art school. But all of these things, when a person really is trying and a person is really working hard, don't look on the other side. Look how he's successful. Look how he manages. This doesn't count. That guy, that everything is good for him, if he will learn 20 hours a day and he will know Shas and Poskim, he will go straight to Gan Eden, Maskim. But if he will learn 12 hours a day, and then the rest, he will enjoy himself. He said, but I came to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, yeah? So he wants that his apartment in Azabira will count. No, that doesn't count. But the guy that is living in a little basement, they will count the beds, they will count the shvitz, they will count there's no air condition. All of that counts. The ani we take is dish. The rich we don't take is dish. Person, hard for him. It's hard for him to sit in Bismedrash. It's hard. It counts. Doesn't make a difference. Don't get off of Bismedrash. Stay there. They will bring all of this, what is hard for you to do. All of this counts. All of that, Bezus Hashem, when you come up to the Shemaim, all of that will be a part of the mitzvahs. The pasuk is mamshich. Ve'oniso ve'omarto lifnei Hashem Elokecho Arami Yoivedovi. So Rashi says ba'arom askoil. You have to say it loud. So the Mefosh Mass start with a vitz. The halacha is that if a person screams and davens very loud, he's miktane amona. Why? Rashi says in Brochas, why are you screaming? You think he doesn't hear quietly? Like Leo told the Nevi Abal, scream, maybe he's sleeping. So when someone screams, the Gemara says in davening, it's miktane amona. Think that if he bangs, Hashem hears, yeah? Cry from your heart. Oh, it's a chitzeis moras apnimius. It's not a kehilis and klal Yisrael. But that's the insight. So the shayla is, so why here you have to scream? So the first we say, what you scream? Arami oivedavi. How you know that Arami oivedavi? We don't know that Lavan wanted to kill us. Hashem came by night to Lavan and told him, I know you want to kill Yaakov. So if you scream, I know that Hashem knows what people think. Because you're yelling, I know that Hashem knows what people think. But I want to explain a little bit more from that. The Gemara says, "V'oniso ve'omarto loimar she'eini kofu toivo." You come and say, "I'm not a kofu toivo." I'm not a kofi toiva. So we mentioned already a couple times the Buskarov, the Yosef and the Buskarov. A person is going to Yerushalayim. How you do Bikurim? You go down to your field, you look what is the first one, you put a red band on it, you take it with Shvorim, you march to Yerushalayim, everyone comes out, and where are you going? We're going to Yerushalayim. As the Chazal say, the whole Seder, Kol Ha'om, Oimdim, Bifnei Mevi'i Bikurim. Because you stand, why is Aloch, when Bikurim come, everyone stands up. Mishnah. This is the mocking on the Chasanis, Chasnikali come, the meaning in America, to stand up. Some people think it's pastish, yeah? Why is the right thing to do? Because the Mishnah and Bikurim, Oimdim, Bifnei Mevi'i Bikurim. When someone is the way to do a mitzvah, you stand up. Chasnikali are going to the mitzvah, Ki Ika Chish Isha. So, Mele, you stand up. Bifnei Mevi'i Bikurim. This is the mocking in America, to stand up. The ones that don't want to stand up for the Kala, Taina, the Kala is not doing a mitzvah with the Rat. This is their answer, their shtickle tale. But the mocker is, it's not stam a respect act. It's the mocker is the Mishnah, Oindim Bifnei, Mevi'i Bikurim. But they're marching into Yerushalayim, they're going to do a mitzvah, a ganze matzah. V'oniso v'amarto eini kofetoiva. What do you have to say? It's obviously, I marched for 15 days to come to bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, to appreciate a kolos hatev to the Ribbono shel Olam. V'oniso v'amarto Hashem, I makir toiv to you. What is the point? So Biskarov said, Hakolos hatev is not enough to show. Hakolos hatev you have to say. His lashon was tzogen adank adank azeidi de babe. To say thank you like the babe. Not, guys, you don't appreciate what the rabbi does for you. For sure I appreciate him. He sees that I appreciate how much time you said thank you. Say thank you. Thank you. Your parents, I didn't know I appreciate what they sent me. Because of the times that I complain. Yeah? How much time you said thank you? Lo imar she'eini kofu toivo. So this is a long arichas. I don't want to go now into this whole Biskarov. People think, so there's a guy, my rabbi knows I appreciate. My parents know I appreciate. It's nothing. Thank you. Thank you. This is the word. V'omiso v'omarto b'koil rom. But the thank you, you have to say, thank you. You know, because you suffer if you said it, yeah? V'oniso v'omarto, hakol asa toiv is b'koil rom. With the ganze starkeit. To say it loud and clear and stark. Loud and clear and stark. V'oniso v'omarto. V'oniso v'omarto. This is the way. This is the way that it works. B'koil rom. Only if it's b'koil rom. Only if it's b'koil rom. And you say it. The ganze starkeit. The Ma'ir v'Shemesh brings down. Why take b'zman avos bikurim? You have to say the parsha from Arami Yovedover. It's the whole parsha. You have to say Arami Yovedover. You know we say it twice in our life, and every year. Avos bikurim and Lela Seder. We darshan these three psukim, the whole Agoda Shel Pesach. Arami Yovel Mitzrayim, Vayere Mitzrayim, Vayogor Shom, Melamed, Memasei Meot, Vayishom, Vagoy Gol, Vatsum, Vrov, Vayorei Yoyzanu, Vayanunu, Vanitzak El Hashem, Vayishmakuleinu, Vayitzienu, Vayvienu, Vayato. This is it. This is the parsha that we say in Agoda Shel Pesach. We say in Avos bikurim. This is why. It says, before Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, was no Nisoyen. Everyone lived under the Ribbono Shel Olam. We saw Ashgoche B'chush. Be'er, Anonim. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, the Nisoyen started. Why? In Olam HaGashmi it looks, if you work, you make money. If you don't work, you don't make money. It's not true, but this is what it looks like. Yeah? When I say it's not true, everyone thinks, yeah, but, yeah? And when we're in the Midbar, it's new month every morning. Exactly to everyone. It was no music to make money. The water was the same sink, the bear. Bread came from the month. It was no suffix. You did mitzvahs, the man was near you. You did averus, you found it a little bit far. It was clear, it was black and white. You didn't have to believe that it's from Hashem. Came to Eretz Yisrael, this guy has a factory, he makes money. This guy closed the Gemara and makes money. This guy has the Gemara and doesn't have the money, yeah? It's very hard to believe. It's very hard to believe. But nothing changed. This is the Nisoyin of Oilam HaGeshem. Everyone feels, Koyche ve'oitzim yodi, osol yisachay lazeh. Hashem said, take the reishis ha-bikurim, the first one from your fruit. The person is so close, the person feels the first fruits that he have, it's his. And you say, Arami oived avi. We thought that it's bad when we went to Lavan. We thought that it's bad when we went to Mitzrayim. But in the end of the day, Klal Yisrael only came out because we're in a Golus. And not only that, when we suffered by Lavan, we call it a cheap price, a free hotel, I call it. We had to be 400 years in Mitzrayim, there was no way to survive. Hashem dropped Yaakov by Lavan. We call it Sine Golus, yeah? Officially, everything was good. Behind the back, Lavan were trying to cheat, yeah? Yaakov even didn't see it. The Malachim were helping him when he was chasing. Malachim hit here, Malachim hit there. And then, when we have to go out of Mitzrayim, Hashem says, okay, I counted from then. So when Yaakov was by Lavan, Yaakov felt, why I need to be by Lavan? What happened to me? I was learning. My brother Esav is a rich, has mountains. I'm the makli of Avdi Yisayaldin Azeh. Hashem says, I'm counting it for you. I'm saving you. You can't. Ala cheshbon. So this is where we start. Arami oived avi, vayered Mitzrayim bo, vayanunu. And then we got Eretz Yisrael. And then we got the Torah. So when we are Isaac and Eilam HaGashmias, to know and to remember, it looks bad, it looks hard in life. I'm telling you, in the world, you see it b'chush. You see it b'chush. Sometimes it looks so bad. And if Hashem wants, He does everything. He takes care of you completely. It looks impossible. Zog de Moir v'shemesh, but Hashem said, Bikurim, you're being b'zman simcha. This avoido you have to do with the whole happiness. Holche Bikurim came to Yerushalayim. Everyone came out. This is the avoido. This is the simcha. And this is the way to be matzliach. To believe everything is from the Kibbutz. Everything happens from Him. It looks hard. It looks sometimes very hard. Chazal say, in the end of the clause, it says, "Tachas asher lo yavates Hashem lekecho besimcha ubetuv leivov." The Medrash Tanchuma brings down that when Bikurim stopped, Chazal umetaken mea brachas keneged the Bikurim. Chazal umetaken the mea brachas keneged the Bikurim. What is the pshat? The mea brachas is be'etzem. You know, we don't do it like we have to. 100 times a day, Hashem, thank you, 100 times. This is a broche. Hoydo el Hashem. We had it once a year, we went and we thanked Hashem for Olam Hazeh. Now, 100 times a day, when we're busy with Olam Hazeh, food that it's hard to get and everything, we have to remember to thank Hashem. This, we have a problem. We don't realize. Chazal say is 98 klolas. Batsim had to be 100. 48 in Bechakoisai. And we have in our pasha altogether 98 klolas. Tachas asher lo yavates Hashem elokecho besimcha ubetuv leivov. This is what it says in our pasha. And that the onshim came. B'shas the Magefa, David HaMelech was metakin mea brachas. The tikkun is when a person lives b'yira oilom. He lives, everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam. It's hard. But it's moments. I know a Yid. I'm telling you, I know a Yid. I know him personally. Had it very shver in Nisayan. And Parnasse. but he was a maimin be'emunah shleima. I know he lives with us. Hashem sent him a bag to his house. Every time when he needs money, he puts in the bag and money comes out. I know this person. I know him personally. I saw the bag. Every time when he needs something, he puts his hand inside and money comes out. It sounds like from a different world. He lives in Yerushalayim. And he's a normal person. Don't think that he's a Malach Hashem's focus. He had a munah pshut in Bein Oilam and he couldn't anymore. And Hashem told him, open the closet and I'll be there a bag. And he took me to see the bag. Every time when he needs. He only buys what he needs. He goes to the bag and money comes out. After I saw it, I told my Rebbetzin, if I'm not a maimin, I will go to Gehenna. I saw a munah b'chush. I saw Boreh Ha'olam. I saw every time that it works. Not every time I'm there. But it's, and I know the person. It's not Fadimian. Yeah? He's not putting money. He's not trying to magic. Yeah, I'm telling you, b'chush. One day, after Rav asked him, this person, I will tell you who he was. I saw the bag. I touched that bag. I saw the bag and I touched the bag. I even took my rabbits in to see that bag. It's there. The Yid couldn't anymore. I don't say his details because I don't want people to know. And he davened to Hashem, I can't anymore. I did everything what I could. I can't anymore. Hashem told him, go back to the home. He got his dream of that. Open your closet. And from then, the bag is there. And a couple details mishana that people were not chap who he is. But the bag is there. This is the Metzius. It says in our parsha like this. In the end of the parsha, it's a Dovo Amuk. I said it last year in Chicago. I had to go. It's a Givaldik Avot. I wanted to say it over. It says in the end of the Klolis, we have a lot of Klolis this week. I tried to finish all the Klolis before Rosh Hashanah. This is the reason we do Kisavah. So, Perek Choftes, Posuk Samaches, is the last Posuk of the Klolos. V'hishivcho Hashem Mitzrayim bo'inios. Hashem will take you back to Mitzrayim with boats. Baderech asher amarti lecho loisoysif oy liroiso. V'ismakartem sham loivechem la'avodim v'leshvochis ve'ein koine. Eile divrei abriz, asher tzivah Hashem, and then a shvi. So the shpitz, we'll call it the peak of the klolos is v'yishivcha Hashem b'mitzrayim bo'inios ba'derech asher amarti lecho loisoysif oy liroiso v'ismakartem sham loivechem la'avodim v'leshvochis ve'ein koine. And the question is, so much klolos, you want me to tell you what says in the klolos? V'ochalto b'sar bonecho u'bnei secho ha'isha racha onek b'cho yera eino b'eishas cheikoi. גם כל חולי וכל מד במצרים אשר לא ידעתו, כל מקו אשר לא כסובו בספר התירה הזה. Terrible punishments. You know what is the worst? To go to Egypt. What is so bad? Even after, you know, the government changed it. But what is so bad to go to Mitzrayim? So bad to go to Mitzrayim? No, I'm telling you, you eat your kids, you eat your wife, you eat your father, you'll have bubbles, everything, and you know what is the worst? After all these clawless? You'll go to Mitzrayim and no one will buy you. Hey, Ledivrei Abris. What mezach? This is Aleph, Beis. V'ismakartem lo'ivim, and no one want to buy you. This is Givaldik. If they don't want to buy you, it's even worse. So then you could say, Twitter Rutsim and that. It means you'll be so cheap that no one will want to buy you. Or Rashi is mashma. Rashi says, Ve'en koine. Ki igzu alecha herig v'kilyu. No one want to buy you because they will kill you. Because it'll be a din to kill you. It's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, is Evi Amoyre Pasach Pischa Lahai Parsha Semehoche. So one man the Omer says, it says v'ismakartem v'ein koine. Like Homan Arosh made Zeire, the Gemara says that Shelo yiknu oisom le'avodim. Because if you allow to buy them for slaves, people will want to save them. So Rashi learns that the getter, this was the punishment. So maybe there's also the pshat that, but it's very shverch. But anyway, the whole parsha is full of killing. So you go to Mitzrayim, what was the pshat? So I heard from my brother, Reb Chaim Yitzchok, he said a gevaldik kevot. As he has said of the Kuzri, but at the Sefes from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. We know in the world is four things. The Kuzri said five, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said six. Doimem. I don't know how you say doimem in English.
Still.
What it is? Yeah? Doimem. Tsoimeach. Something that grows. Chai, an animal. Medaber, a person. So we have doimem, tsoimeach, chai, medaber. Zog de Kuzri. These four things are not four different topics, four different yesoides. Everyone is a different yesoid. People think doimem is a doimem. Then tsoimeach is doimem plus, it grows. Chai not only grows, it's alive. Medaber is not only alive, he also could talk. No. Doimem is doimem. Tsoimeach is not only doimem. It's whole mahus that he's a tsoimeach. When he stops to grow, he doesn't stay a piece of tree. He crumbles, bumbles, and he disappears. He crumbles. His whole ma'us is because he's a tzimeach. Tzimeach is not a doimem that grows, a stone that stretches. A chai is not a tzimeach. When it dies, it stinks, smells. Nevela, the worst thing in the world. His whole ma'us that he has in a neshama. A medaber is not only that he has a dibu. If he doesn't have the das, a person that's a shoyte could destroy the world. The Kuzri said is a fifth thing, the Sefer HaKuzri. Yisroel. A yid. A yid is not the pshat, he's a goy plus. He's only good because he's a yid. If he's not good, he's worse. But a fryer yid is worse than the worst goy in the end of the world. A goy? I have nice going. There's no nice not from you. Why? Like, there's no nice dead animals, right? There's no nice dead animals. A yid that doesn't do teire, Hashem made us better. But there's no way to go down. It's Chazal. Kshem oilim em oilim ad la rakia, ukshem yoirdim yoirdim ad la tehoim. When the yidim go up, they till the sky. When they go down, they lower from a goy, lower from an animal. And it's not a punishment, it's a metzias. A tzimeach, val Hashem made him that he's a grow, he's not a doimim. A chai is not a tzimeach. A medaber is not a chai. Yisrael, this is the insight. We were in Mitzrayim, we were Avdei Paroi. The lowest madrega that we wore was Memtes Shari Tumah. The Pasuk is telling us in the end of the Klolos, we will be so bad, back to square one. V'shavtem b'mitzrayim bo'i niyos. Back to square one. You will lose all of your milas, Klal Yisrael. This is the point. You will go back to Mitzrayim. What Mitzrayim? Go back to Echves. Jordan, they will kill you. Go back to Somalia, they will kill you. Yeah? No, you go back to Mitzrayim. From where we started? Starting point? You go down and down and down and down and down back to Mitzrayim. But v'ismakartem la'oyvim ve'en koine. You will think, okay, we go back to be Avdei Paroi. No, it doesn't go back. After we became Avdei Hashem, they will not want us back to be Avdei Paroi. We're not in the Madrega, we can't come back to be a goy. There's no music to us to be okay. So we'll be like we were before Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'ismakartem la'avodim, you will try, this is the Oimek Aposuk, you will try to be back in the massive of Avdei Paroi, ve'ein koine. You will not manage to step back to that place. You can't step back to the massive of Avdei Paroi. It doesn't go. This is the Oimek. This is the Oimek also. It's one of the kashas that Panovich Rov fragged. If we have time, we'll get to it. In the Teicheches, every time it says, "Va'achis ayomim, u'matzeucha kol atzorois, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha," and I will be there. This klala finishes. You go to Mitzrayim, ve'en koine. No nechama, no tikva, nothing. Every time the klala is finished with a good word, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. Gam loy me'asticha, ve'loy ge'alticha. Here is no tikva, no nechama. So it tells in the Panam Chirov, we'll have time. But the answer is, this is the Nechama and this is the Tikva at the same time. We can really become back. The end koine, we are hidden. There's no way to reverse back. This is what the Pasuk is saying. Your Madregi will be so low, I will put you back in square one, but you have to know, they will not accept you. You can't become back again. No one will want you to be. You'll say, we want to be after Bawe, we're back. There's no back. You were taken out, there's no way back. This is a shein avot. So I just want to add. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, unser Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, said, there's a sixth thing. A ben teira, a ben yeshiva. It's doimem, tzemeach, chai, medaber, Yisrael, yeshiva bocher. And he said, Yeshiva Bocher is not only a good yid. It's a different thing, and there's no way back. Some people think after 3 years they go back, after Yeshiva they go back to be a balabas. Doesn't go. No back. You can't go back. If you learn in Yeshiva, and you go back and you don't learn, you're worse from a balabas, you're worse from a yid, you're worse from a goy, you're worse from an animal, you're the worse. Maybe you don't want to come to yeshiva because of that. It's too late. A yeshiva bocher can't stop being a yeshiva bocher. And I'll tell you the truth, you see it bechush. I can say it here in a close. The guys that left yeshiva and are not behaving like a yeshiva light, they behave worse than the guy. And I don't blame them. Like an animal that dies, I don't blame it to smell. A yeshiva bocher, he's a different quality. But when he doesn't behave like a yeshiva bocher, he will not behave like a man as if a guy. And all of us know that, yeah? It's a messias. Because there's no way to go down. The madregas don't go down. The animal can become a stone. It's an animal. Are you terrible? I can't become a stone? Yeah. Yeah, you can't become a stone. You're an animal. And you have to eat, and you have to keep yourself going, and if not, you die and you smell. And you disappear. After you became a yeshiva bocher, you have to be kuvayitim, you have to have a anoge. You can't peel off the hat and jacket, peel off the learning and say, but now I'm a balabas. Now I'm back to be a balabas. I'm not saying you have to sit and learn the first, you have to, but I don't mean you have to sit and learn day and night on them. But even when a person cannot learn and he's back in Olam HaMaisa, but if he stays a yeshiva man or not. And don't think, like, I think till now everyone agreed with me that you can't go down. Here, not everyone wants to agree with me. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that he saw it bechush. There's no way back. There's no way back. Kshem oilim, hem oilim ad l'rekia. Kshem yoyerdim, hem yoyerdim ad ha-terayim. V'shivcha Hashem elokecha bo'ini ez v'mitzrayim. בדרך אשר אמרתי לך לסוי סיפוי לראיסו והסמכרתם שם לאיבך אמר ואין כהנה אבדי פארוי don't want us anymore. We can't join back the league of אבדי פארוי. We don't belong there anymore. We cut off. It's not happening anymore. We're not אבדי פארוי anymore. It's not שייך. פונוביץ' הרב said התרץ, פונוביץ' הרב said that why is no נחמה in our פרשה. He said, because the klolis from our parsha is beloshin yochid. Baboyker toimar vehoyu chayechot vavata esavecho yisra Hashem elokecho goy vehetzer lecho v'ish arach v'onik becho im lo tishmor la'asoyis v'hiflo Hashem es makoisov gam kol choyli v'chol ma'etz. Everything is beloshin yochid. The klolis from bechukoisai are beloshin rabbi. Panovich Rav said a very scary thing. He said, the tzibur is a aftoche from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will never get lost, that we will never disappear. how bad we will be. The Yochid doesn't have such a haftach. The Yochid doesn't have such a haftach. The clause of the Yochid finish, Ve'yishivcha Hashem b'mitzrayim bo'iniyos ve'en koine. There's no haftach. Gam b'yoyisam b'eretz ve'em lo'im ha'astin. It's a very scary thing. About this, Zog Deponovich Arov. Tzibur is a haftach from the Ribono Shel Olam. In the end, Hashem will come back for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will stay forever. That's yeah. Klal Yisrael will stay forever. This is a haftach from the Ribono Shel Olam. Haftach from the Ribono Shel Olam. But the Yechidim have to know. Person has to be careful. If he's not careful, Chas v'Sholem, v'yishivcha Hashem bo'iniyos, v'yismakaltem ve'enkoy.